It's time again for the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show was inspired by the house martins which recently returned to the nest they built under our roof terrace last year. Now, my research shows there haven't been any songs written about these wonderful birds, so I'll have to be content with Hello Bluebird. Hello Bluebird, composed in 1926 by singer Cliff Friend and played there by Ron Rode on the Wurlitzer in the Bird Theatre, Richmond, Virginia in 1989. And, by the way, that's the other spelling of bird, B-Y-R-D. From Bluebirds to the White Dove, a wonderfully sentimental ballad by Frantz Lehár for the 1930 Laurel and Hardy film The Rogue Song. This is Lynn Larson and the Wurlitzer in the Bray Organ Loft, Salt Lake City. Thank you. The colourful and popular cricket umpire Dickie Bird was born in 1933, 7 years after Leslie Sorreny and Ronald Gooley composed the novelty song The Dickie Bird Hop. It's been a favourite of British theatre organists in concert for many years, but oddly, I have but two solo versions in my library. This is Arnold Loxham's take on the song, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall of Burton-on-Trent. Dickie Bird Hop, played on the ex-Forum Northenden Manchester Wurlitzer, transplanted into the Burton-on-Trent Town Hall. Next up, it's back to Ron Road and a rarely heard John Philip Sousa march from 1901, The Invincible Eagle, a very welcome change from such marches as the frequently played El Capitan and the Liberty Bell. The organ is the Robert Morton in the Music Hall, Kansas City. Thank you. After that blood-pumping and heart-stirring march, The Invincible Eagle, it's time for Tony Fenelon and the Wurlitzer in Hoyts Regent Theatre, Melbourne, Australia, to play the only popular song that comes close to describing the House Martin. La Golondrina was written in 1862 by Spanish composer Narciso Serradell Sevilla, and in English, of course, it's called The Swallow. The majority of today's songs were composed in the 1920s, and this next is no exception. A team of Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson wrote Just a Bird's Eye View of My Old Kentucky Home in 1926, and although it didn't become an American standard, it's a very pleasant little ditty. Tom Hazleton played the song in concert on the Fabulous Wurlitzer in Shea's Buffalo Theatre in 1988.
Thank you.
Wurlitzer was a showpiece for sales to the company's large theatre prospects, since it wasn't far from the factory in North Tonawanda. Having experienced the venue last year in the American Theatre Organ Convention, those buyers who heard the organ in the 1920s must have been mightily impressed. Back to the UK and a recent Howard Beaumont release, which I had the pleasure of editing and mastering. Featuring the Compton in the Community Hall of Ryhope, Sunderland, this is A Brown Bird Singing, composed by Haydn Wood in 1922. A Brown Bird Singing, from the 2019 Howard Beaumont CD, Sunderland Revisited, a reference to the original home of that Compton in Black's Regal, later Odeon Sunderland. Having opened with Hello Bluebird, it seems appropriate to close with a song by Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson, Bye Bye Blackbird, normally known for his Hammond recordings. In 1959, Eddie Layton stepped into the Plaza recording studio of Radio City Music Hall to cut his one and only LP, featuring Theatre Pipes. Thank you. by Blackbird, Eddie Layton and the Radio City Plaza Studio Wurlitzer. That's all for my time slot today, but let me remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, should you want to revisit any of the one-hour or half-hour shows that I produced in the last 8 years. Yes, it's been that long. So until next time, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.